This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat is a very special guest. Art Gilliland is the CEO of Delinea. Delinea is D-E-L-I-N-E-A.com, a very cool company. We're going to talk about identity and rights of users. Art, welcome to the hot seat.
Awesome, Gary. Thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So we were talking earlier about how bad this is. 91% of organizations last year reported an identity-related breach. What can we do about it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think about what's happening right now in the world. Like the bad guys just figured out. A lot of these companies have spent tons of money protecting the infrastructure at the endpoint, at the network. And so breaking in is hard. And so what they've done is just focused on sort of an easier path. And the reality is, if you can steal someone's identity or credential and log in, you're essentially invisible inside of the organization. It's just very difficult to figure out that the bad guy is using some allowed user in there. And so I think this is where sort of focusing in, and you look at the data from some of our identity research that we've done, is like there's just a bunch of budget going into trying to figure out how to protect and lock down the identity infrastructure and bring more identity security products into the market, which is a big part of where we play.
Yeah, and just winding back a little, how do they get the user's identity? Is it phishing attacks? Are they clicking links? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a combination. Obviously, if it's a human user, the easiest way to do it is just to trick them. And so social engineering, phishing, a lot of those types of attacks are just super effective. You know, a lot of our employees, you know, they put their life on social media. And so to create a targeted attack with data that makes it seem like a real person is actually quite easy. And they're professional, right? And they specialize in this stuff. And so that's for the human sort of user, human identities. On the other side of it is the sort of machine identities and those credentials that either live inside an application or connected to APIs. And so they go after and attack those applications and look for the credentials or do credential harvesting that way. And so there's a lot of capabilities and services that they can pay for to help them do that. And I think that's being able to find them either in the application or trick users into giving them up. It's actually pretty straightforward to do that.
And Art, at Delinea, are you also finding that some of the bad guys are using malware, kind of like, you know, the next gen of WannaCry to propagate, you know, identity risk across organizations for lateral movement?
Yeah, I mean, I think what organizations are doing or what the adversary is doing is they try to get access to at least one system inside, and then they test to see, well, what other rights does this person have? What other pieces? And I think the most valuable ones, candidly, are those machine identities, mostly because a lot of organizations just don't have the visibility they need into the rights or entitlements that those machine identities have. You connect to an API, may let you do 50 things, but the application that is using it may only need to do two, but it's way over-provisioned. And so this ability to sort of find sort of over-provisioned accounts, over-provisioned users in the environment allows them to move around. And they just keep going until they find a system or a user that has even higher privileges. And that's how they gain access to the systems.
So this is a bad and a growing a serious problem in cybersecurity. And ultimately, the goal is to get at the data, to steal the information, the PII, the PHI.
It is. You just keep moving until you find good stuff, right? And so sometimes it's super targeted and they pick a company and they just go and go and go at that one company. Those are the most dangerous. That's, you know, the governments or the crime rings that are focused on a specific asset. But then they also have the spray and pray kinds of things. And you just sometimes you just get lucky.
All right, let's bring Delinea into the equation. Yeah. What do you do? How do you do it? And how can we get started?
Yeah, so I mean, what we help companies do is really understand, manage, and control the entitlements of their users. And it's a broad set of users. So obviously, there's one part of it, which is just what is called traditional PAM or privileged access management. Those are focused IT users. The others are workforce users. And so now you have your just normal employees that have access to SaaS applications that may be important, like NetSuite or Workday for us, which is financial and sort of human resource applications. And then you have your machine identities, and those are all your API calls, all your service accounts. Now AI has exploded, and right, all of those AI agents, or if you will, or robots in your environment are going to have access to databases and workflow, and so they become privileged users. And then the last sort of set of users we think about is developers, people that are building these applications, creating connections, creating those APIs. And so we help companies discover them, find out where they are, report on them, then take control and manage them so that they can protect their passwords, if you will, in the environment. We do that in a very intuitive and easy way.
And is there any granular control on these entitlements and authorizations for these identities?
Oh, most definitely. There's, obviously the sort of step one is just take control of them and put them in a vault. So let's put them in a centralized place and have people sort of check them out when they need them so they don't know them. But the real sort of next stage of that is something that in our industry we call just in time or just enough privilege, which means that your account does not have any privilege assigned to it. And we basically give you entitlements for the thing you need to do at that specific time. And so obviously in sort of the workforce space, that level of control is less necessary, but definitely in APIs and sort of machine identities and IT admins, you want that super tight control over it. You want to make sure you're monitoring it, you're watching what those people are doing, you're analyzing and auditing that behavior after the fact so that you can identify if someone's made changes in your environment you don't want. And so it goes from very simple to very, very sophisticated management of that. It really depends on the customer's needs.
Art, it's brilliant. Does Delinea use AI itself to discover all these things? I mean, it seems like it would be too hard for the IT staff under the CISO to figure all this out. The bigger the organization, the more surprises, the more connectors of identities that they probably would not have discovered without you.
Yeah, I'm kind of ironic for the industry that I work in, but I'm kind of a technology skeptic. You look at these new fads and these new things, and you think, oh, okay, maybe AI will be relevant in several years from now. But the reality is, now my grandparents are talking about AI, and so the explosion of the use of it inside of companies has been extraordinary, and so we're no different. We use AI internally to make our systems, and we buy applications that help us be smarter and the way we work inside our company. We've built AI capabilities into the product. And so obviously, so our customers can take advantage of some of this to make it easier to use, make it much more productive. One example is this thing we call AI-driven audit. A lot of companies have to record the connections between IT admins and sensitive systems, and then they go back and review that. Well, at big companies that have thousands or hundreds of thousands of servers, that can be, hundreds of hours of admin connections that people are trying having to watch. And so what we've done is we use AI to analyze those, identify instead of the thousands that somebody would have to watch, the 10 that have some risky behavior in it. We can bring those up. We can show them exactly where in the video that risky behavior happened, it saves 99% of the time for these auditors to be able to look at what's going on. And so that's the kind of impact that I think AI is having and why companies are just adopting it so readily.
Yeah, improves performance and it frees up resources. And we're kind of in cybersecurity. We've got 500,000 job openings in the U.S. alone.
It does. So it helps you be like, it helps you take advantage of these sort of robots to do some of what I would call the minutiae skills or the repetitive behavior so that your people can actually focus on the high value things.
Hope your grandparents don't start hacking.
With AI, they can. I mean,
Yeah.
this is the you don't actually have to have the skills anymore. You can actually just use the machines to do it.
Which is scary. I mean, AI is weaponized. There's no Geneva Convention for the
Right.
weaponization. ChatGPT, write me some better malware, make it polymorphic, or help me with my spear phishing attack. And if you ask it correctly, it doesn't know it's helping you build better malware.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, you look at the identity security report we published a couple of months ago, and one of the big things they were saying is, almost 80% of companies have experienced some sort of AI-driven attack. And so it's going to change the way in which we need to do it. And so obviously our products need to have AI so they can respond fast, because they're sort of, machine time to machine time kind of response. But then we also have to just think differently about how we're protecting and what kinds of routines have to happen for the malware and the bad stuff to work.
Absolutely. So, how do we get deployed with Delinea? Is it, on-prem? Is it a VM? Is it cloud-based? What's a typical deployment scenario?
Yeah, so we are primarily SaaS, but we also have on-prem. It depends on the customer, but I would say the best value and the best way to do this is SaaS. And so we're a SaaS platform, Delinea platform, and a lot of the capabilities I talked about in terms of the standard sort of vaulting all the way to that least privilege and recording are all part of just simple workflows within the Delinea platform. So it takes almost no time to set up an instance, and then obviously you're onboarding your own infrastructure at the pace that you think is necessary.
That's amazing. And your typical vertical, and it may be a success story. You don't have to name a client, but a typical vertical and a success story.
Yeah, so if you look at the history, and if you don't mind, I'll tell a little bit of a story. I've become a storyteller, but if you look at the history of Delinea, we were kind of the third or fourth player in the market. And so when that happens, startups always focus on the biggest and most sophisticated customers first, because that you go from 0 to 10 million really fast. And so that drives your value. And so when you're third, we had to focus on what I would call sort of that mid-market, middle enterprise. And so what the result of that has been for Delinea is our products had to be less sophisticated, easier to use, faster to deploy, because the companies we were selling to were just less sophisticated and had fewer resources. I think over the last, several years of our development, you add more capabilities, you become more enterprise class. Like we're the only SaaS vendor in our domain that can verify and deliver service credits around 4.5 nines of availability. And so we have a real high enterprise class infrastructure. And so what you find is those large customers want easy products too. There's a reason that iPhone kind of took over, and it's like you want powerful and sophisticated, but you want it to be very accessible. And so I would say that is the core of sort of who Delinea is as a company, powerful and enterprise class, but still very accessible. And so we sell very effectively into the commercial and mid-market space, and we've seen good success there. But we also have over 70% of the Fortune 100 that use our product. And so we continue to sort of expand and grow because we can sort of serve all of the market, which is exciting.
That's very exciting because it doesn't matter your size. And 85% of GDP comes from SMB to mid-market.
There's
And
great customers down there for sure.
yeah, when they go down, it's a big deal. A breach, an identity breach for them could put them out of business. It's millions
Well,
of
and they're the ones that are being attacked because they're the easiest targets. They don't have the same resources or the same infrastructure or skills that you see in sort of a JP Morgan or a Morgan Stanley or some of these high value targets. And so the adversary just moves to where the easy stuff is. And so that mid-market is getting attacked probably at a higher rate than we're seeing in some of those larger accounts.
And does Delinea have connectors to my Siemens and SOAR environment to help automate?
Most definitely. Yeah, I mean, one of the big challenges you have as you go further up market into these enterprise customers is the ecosystem you're playing in is just super vast. And so we have, hundreds, if not sort of 300 to 400 different kinds of connectors to applications, and all of the standard ones that you would think about for like the SIEM areas. Obviously, it's Splunk and it's Microsoft and Google and all of the different sort of technology you're seeing out there. But then also in the workflows and even other identity systems. And so connecting into some of our competition as well, because you see, different usage for different players. And so we have to play well in that sort of broad ecosystem. And so while you try to build a platform that has those capabilities in there, you realize you go into environments that are pretty diverse. And so you need to play nice in the zoo.
And how quickly are we up and running? Does it depend on the number of identities and the client size?
So yes, it definitely depends on the size and the complexity of the environments. But from a getting an instance set up, it can be like 25 minutes, and so that's super fast. It's the onboarding of the applications, onboarding of the environment that takes more time. But you can do thousands of systems and admins in weeks, and so it's not it's this is not a like five. 5 to 9 month implementation. This is stand stuff up, and within weeks you're getting value And then over time, obviously, if you have a huge environment, it can take longer. And it really depends on the customer's change control and other things. But from a technology perspective, it's actually quite easy. The technology part is the easy part. It's the change management, it's the user training that often takes more time because people are used to doing it the way they want to do it. And we add a layer of control in that. And users don't always want that.
If someone doesn't have Delinea, they've been breached, they're doing DFIR, digital forensics incident response, do they need you right away?
I would say, look, we're probably one of the first things you want to put in because it allows you to lock down the environment. And so, in particular, what ends up happening in a lot of breaches is they try to get access to Active Directory, they try to get access to your identity systems. And so, if that happens, you need to rebuild and start over, and you want to make sure that nobody within the bad guy that still lives within your systems can't get access to whatever that new infrastructure is. And so we are the way to sort of block that and get control over your new infrastructure so the adversary can't reinfect you. And so we are typically one of the first things that people do after they rebuild their infrastructure, like rebuild your Active Directory, you might put us in to protect that infrastructure so you can start to rebuild or start to refresh at that point.
Art, that's wonderful. Are you sold direct or through channel? How do we get you?
So we primarily sell through partners. And so we're probably 70, 80% of our revenue goes through partners. We have some great partners in North America and Europe and Asia. There are some large customers that they just decide to buy direct, and we can sell that way also. But we definitely have a great partner community that supports us.
And is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Look, I think the one area that I think is so powerful is this growth of AI. In their environments. And so I think one of the sort of little known sort of bad secrets that we're dealing with right now is there's just a lot of shadow or dark AI that's happening. I'm a employee and I want to hire, quote unquote, an agentic robot to do my job. And so finding and discovering and then locking down the use of those robots is going to be a huge problem that I think is sort of emerging, and we're going to see sort of catapulted into the headlines here probably in a bit, just as people are using whatever models they want. And so companies are going to need to think about how they scan their environments, how they find this shadow AI that's happening, and then how do they bring it under control. And so I think that's a big area for us that we're excited about. We're seeing a lot of growth in that today, and I think we have something we can do that's pretty different in that space. And so love to be able to talk more about that at some point. But I think AI is changing the way we're doing business. It's the way my company is doing business, but also how security needs to think about sort of capturing this new sort of shadow IT that's coming on board.
Right on. Art Gilliland, you are the CEO of Delinea. You are one step ahead of the latest threat at delinea.com. Boy, with the identity breaches that are happening today, the numbers are skyrocketing. If they don't have Delinea, they're missing out. Folks, you heard it today first. Go to delinea.com, get your identity secured, including APIs and machine-based identities, and then get one step ahead of the latest threat with Delinea.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milevsky.